Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Michael Irvin on the NFL Network, thanks to KG for sending us this, says the Cowboys drafting CeeDee Lamb is like the Warriors adding Kevin Durant. Listen to this.
Let me just say this because it would not be supercilious of me to make this statement. With what the Dallas Cowboys did in the 2020 NFL draft by adding CeeDee Lamb to the number one offense in the National Football League, what Will McClay did, what Jerry Jones, those guys, Mike McCarthy did by adding this guy, CeeDee Lamb, is akin, almost tantamount to Kevin Durant being added to a 73-win Warriors team. Coach, stop asking in my ear what I said. I said supercilious. That means it wouldn't be arrogant or out of hand for me to say it. That's what that means. I'm giving it to you. I hear you in my ear gate asking other people. I don't mind educating the people. This is why I am back. I'm going to educate you, and that is not being arrogant to say adding him is like Kevin Durant being added to that Warriors team, especially offensively. They were already great offensively, and they got one of the best players and one of the best young talents at wide receiver in the National Football League. It is crazy what the Dallas Cowboys have an opportunity to do.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord, what a clip.
That is fantastic.
How did Troy, how did you pull two clips? I don't even want to hear the second clip.
Okay.
I don't even want to hear. There's no way the second clip can even match that. What a homer. Mike, I love you. Holy crap, he's a homer.
All right.
That is ridiculous.
So here's the thing. So the second clip, yeah, it's a little bit more, you know, Cowboys are going to win it all and go on and blah, blah, blah. That's fine. This part right here.
Let me just say this because it would not be supercilious of me to make this statement.
Okay, that right there, you think he's a homer? Michael Irvin is the biggest tolo in the Metroplex, and this is why. He uses the word supercilious.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of random?
Where did you hear that? There's a commercial running on 105.3 The Fan almost every commercial break for Milestone Electric.
I'm afraid it may come off as a bit supercilious.
I've been called silly, but never super silly.
No, supercilious.
Supercilliness is not what this ad is about.
Supercilious. It means proud or arrogant. Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. He is a tolo. Yep. I had no idea that commercial was even running like that.
There's only one other time I've ever heard the word supercilious besides Michael and that commercial. And that is, it's in a Seinfeld episode. That's it. That's the only times I've ever heard it. I had no idea what that word means.
Now, if Michael's listening and he heard me say it's ridiculous and he's a homer, he would call in and go, who had the number one off? Did he text you back?
He did. He said, absolutely, I stole it from you guys in that commercial.
No, he didn't.
Yes. I told you.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yes.
He legit texted you.
Yes, he did. That's great.
That means it wouldn't be arrogant or out of hand for me to say it. That's what that means. I'm giving it to you. I hear you in my ear gate asking other people.
That ear
Troy,
gate.
You got to combine the two. You got to put that innocent sounding girl with Mike coming in hard on the Kevin Durant Cowboys going off on his ear gate. And you can see him dying in his car right now, laughing wherever he is, pumping his iron right now. Now, here, that's amazing. Did he respond to the hair comment?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Now, here's what Michael would call in and say. He'd go, who had the number one offense in the NFL last year? Who was one? And I would go, in terms of yardage, the Dallas Cowboys, Michael. And he goes, so there you go. You already have the number one offense, and you're adding a talent like CeeDee Lamb. And I would say back, did anyone ever think of the Cowboys as like the Chiefs offense? Did anyone ever think of the Cowboys as like the Ravens offense? Like, they were number one in terms of yards. I would also come back and say, where were they in points? They weren't a top five team in terms of points. They averaged 27 a game.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yep. Baltimore scored 33, the 49ers 30. But last year's Cowboys offense was not the Golden State Warriors 73 win offense.
No, it wasn't the Warriors 73 win offense. But, you know, I think the point is that you have an offense that talent-wise, just on paper, right, talent-wise, is as good as anybody's offense. I don't think you're going to find many teams that have a better quarterback, receiver, running back group.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, the names, the roster.
Yes.
This is why I call them Silver Spoon Dak. Mike, if you want to steal that NFL Network, you can credit me. But I always said Dak has always had a football silver spoon, and the spoon has never been shinier than this cast.
No.
This is crazy.
You're right. He has it. But you know what? Nobody ever had a better silver spoon than Troy Aikman either. And we don't take that away from Troy. You know, Troy had the greatest offense, the Great Wall. He had the great running back. He had Michael Irvin, the great receiver. He had Jay Novacek.
Overrated wideouts, but yeah.
Stop. He had Jay Novacek, the great tight end. He had Alvin Harper for a time, a great number two.
Moose.
Right. So, I mean, he had an embarrassment of riches as well. You know, Emmitt Smith had
those teams won playoff games. This team hasn't.
Look, that team achieved what very few do. Emmitt Smith,
a number one defense.
Yep, Emmitt Smith had an embarrassment of riches with a great quarterback and a great receiver and a great offensive line to take pressure off him. Michael Irvin had an embarrassment of riches with a great quarterback who puts the ball on body and a running back who keeps the defense, you know, in the box. So, I mean, like, it all worked out for them. And Dak, though, does. Yes, he has an embarrassment of riches there. And we can't ignore it, but it's also not his fault. Like, now you get somebody else, you add CeeDee Lamb to it. I don't know that you find a better group of five offensive players on one team that are not on the offensive line.
If they scored 27.1 last year, what do you think? Give me a points per game this year.
Man, that's
Dalton, you can as well. You Team 40 Burger, you and Kavanaugh, you dorks with your T-shirts, you Team 40 Burger. Give me your points per game guess this year.
I don't know. Like, sooner or later, there comes a point where you really can't score more. Right? Like the Chiefs can't – I mean, what were they at, 32 you said? I mean, they really can't go to 35.
Chiefs were 28.
28. I mean, they were 1 point away of the Chiefs. I would say they probably don't go much higher than 28. 29. I don't know that you can go much higher.
Well, you can go from 27 to 33 based off last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of
If you're talking about this why I understand Mike's point, but to talk about it with the octane and the explosion of an alt, if we're going to compare them to the Warriors, you're telling me you think they can have an all-time offense. I think Mike would say that. He agrees with that. And if you're going to have an all-time offense, you can feel good about saying they can score more than 27 a game. I'm not trying to be unrealistic and say 35 or 36. We're not going to say that number will jump from 27 to 30 if we're going to talk about a possible all-time offense?
I think it could jump. I mean, it could probably jump a couple of points. You know, again, it's difficult to do. You know, and now we
Dalton
don't know
said,
also how much how the offense is going to run. Like, how many points last year did they lose by, you know, wanting to run the ball as much as they did early on in downs and games, right? How much did they lose by that? By settling for field goals?
Dalton said 31 points a game. Got to have a better plan inside the 10-yard line. Use Dak's legs and use rub routes. So he's going to take him from 27 to 31. Let me just hear for the heck of it. No way it can compete. The second clip. Maybe the playmaker heard one of me and RJ's commercials and decided to take a word from that.
And this is the last thing I will put on this.
I know if I'm in that locker room. I love that Amari Cooper said everybody gets 1,000 yards. Hey, listen, I ain't mature that fast. I did not mature that fast. You could have never got me to say that. I was going to tell you those guys can have what I leave on the table. That's the crumb that they would eat. But I love that Amari Cooper went right out there. All of them can go and get 1,000 yards. And this new NFL and this offense will take off. That defense will have to step up and show up for the Cowboys. And I believe they can.
This is Supercilious, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Amazing.
Milestone electric. Playmaker Michael Irvin.
Let me just say this because it would not be supercilious of me to make this statement.
I'm afraid it may come off as a bit supercilious.
I've been called silly, but never supercilious.
No.
What did he say earlier? Almost tantamount.
Supercilious.
Superciliousness is not what this ad is about.
Supercilious.
Stop asking in my ear what I said. I said supercilious. That means it wouldn't be arrogant or out of hand for me to say it. That's what that means. I'm giving it to you. I hear you in my ear gate asking other people. I don't mind educating the people. This is why I am back.
That's greatness. That is absolute freaking greatness right there. Oh my goodness.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.